investigation and adventure in seeking the truth. Previously on Luke, after a warning from his new friend Tiberius, Luke learns that Jesus was tempted.
He ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him,
"If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread."
And Jesus answered him,
"It is written, man shall not live by bread alone."
And now for today's episode, as Luke worriedly paces the floor.
Ooh. I can't believe it. It's all my fault.
Stop blaming yourself, Luke. Our friend Tiberius can take care of himself.
But I've been asking all around for Hosea the Fisher.
And you know what everybody had told you? There is no Fisher by that name.
It's still all my fault.
Look out the window. Look who's approaching outside.
Tiberius!
That's right. I'm glad you remembered my name.
How did you get away?
What did the religious leaders get out of you?
I told them all there was to know about Hosea the Fisher. In all my years on the lake, I have never seen or met a fisher by that name.
Because he's you.
Because he's who?
That's right, Luke. But let's just keep that as our secret calling card. Remember how I almost sent you away until you said that Mary used that name.
Tell us, Tiberius, did they want to know anything else? Anything about the way?
No, they were only interested in finding out if Luke had ever found his fisher. Now, if you have time, how about writing down a little more to your friend?
I'm ready when you are. I need something to settle my mind, and I think this should do it. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice,
"Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?
Have you come to destroy us?
I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
But Jesus rebuked him, saying,
"Be silent and come out of him."
And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another,
"What is this word? For with authority and power,
he commands unclean spirits, and they come out."
And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. Wait a minute. I'm a doctor. I've seen patients who have demons. It's rare to be able to treat them. It's impossible to cure them on the spot.
But Jesus did it. The demon knew who he was.
But why did Jesus silence them instead of just casting them out?
It wasn't his time yet. His ministry was only beginning.
Amazing.
You've been quiet, Zephaniah. You can probably tell Luke about what happened next at Capernaum a lot better than I can.
In those days, I traveled with the other followers of the Master. There were more than only his closest 12. But when he heard Simon's mother, he left the synagogue. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them.
Now when the sun was setting, All those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them.
And demons also came out of many, crying,
"You are the Son of God."
But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Christ.
I know I shouldn't ask this, but it's the doctor in me coming out.
What is it?
You said that Jesus laid hands on the sick and all were healed.
That's right. Jesus healed all who came to him.
Right, by laying hands on them. But Zephaniah, you said Jesus rebuked demons, and he rebuked the fever that Simon's mother-in-law had.
And the unclean spirits left.
But he rebuked the fever.
And it left. Wait, you don't think it was a demon, do you?
I don't know. You were there, not me. This is all too amazing for me. Did Jesus really heal everyone?
The healing went on all that day and into the night. Sick people left in excitement and told everybody about their miraculous healings.
Told them and showed others who knew them. People came from all around Capernaum. I don't think the crowd ever stopped.
Luke, write this down for your friend. What was his name?
Theophilus. I'm ready when you are.
And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them, but he said to them,
I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose.
And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea.
So, even if religious leaders didn't appreciate him,
and they still don't,
when the power of Jesus' Spirit moves, those in need of him manage to flock to him.
But his purpose was to preach the good news to Judea first.
Which Galilee is technically part of, right?
Right.
This is all too amazing. I need time to think this over. I didn't realize the extent of Jesus' ministry and healing.
We're only getting started. Zephaniah has more to tell you about the apostles.
We were all still students back then, and only the closest were called the sent out ones, or the apostles. You remember this, don't you, Tiberius? It was on the Lake of Gennesaret.
Oh, yes, the day the master called Simon, James, and John off the lake.
Wait. I need more paper. This is going to be good. I'll be right back.
Presented by Protectorate Players. Luke Nathan Caldwell. Hosea or Tiberius the Fisher, Keith Helpsley. Zephaniah, John Steinklopper. Jesus is played by J.D. Sutter. And featuring the voice talents of Christopher. Music provided by permission of Forgotten Sounds, Middle East. A presentation of Protectors of the Book and HPN, life-truth.com.
For with authority and power...
No, that one sucks.
Oh, yes. The day that... One more time.
Like Zoinks, man! With authority and power, he commands unclean spirits to come out! It's like crazy, man!
Oh, man, I forgot the stupid line.
Oh, yes, the day that master... Well, I can't say that. Oh, yes, the day... All right.
What do you mean? What do you mean that I have to just go, yeah? He called out in a loud voice, yeah. When do I get paid? What do you mean this is for free?
One more flying leap here. Oh, yes, the day the master called Simon, James, and John... Off the... called... More time. Wow. That's like, I couldn't get that. Sheesh.
Hey! We know who you are, Jesus. You're the Holy One. You just stop. Don't destroy us. It's bad.
Ha! What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? We know who you are. The Holy One of God. Give me to my chopper now. I'm done with this. It's silly.
Okay.